Our next guest is a founding member of the Jefferson Airplane in Hot Tuna. He lives here in Athens, Ohio. Jorma Kaukonen runs the Fur Peace Ranch Guitar Camp here in southeastern Ohio. A radio show of concerts from there airs on the WOUB radio network. Jorma Kaukonen's newest album is called Stars in My Crown, and he's kind enough to join us here today. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to talk with... We've got a couple of fans here, too. If you have a question for Jorma Kaukonen, give us a call, 800-989-8255, or zap us an email, talk@npr.org. Why don't you start us off with a tune?
Sure. I was... Thanks for having me. I'm a local guy. I live here, you know.
You know.
Nice to see what you look like. I listen to your show all the time.
Sorry about the shock, though.
I was thinking about doing a song that I wrote. You know, we get insignificant amounts of money for doing that, but but I figured I'm going to do a song by Reverend Gary Davis called Let Us Get Together, because I think that maybe we ought to be getting together on something here. So, well, let us get together right down here. Get together, children, yeah. Get together, I said, right down here. Get together, children, head right down here. Well, let us do our living right down here. Do our living, children, yeah. Do our living right down here. Do our living, children, right down here. Well, let us do our voting right down here. Do our vote, and I said right. Do our vote, and I right down here. Do our vote, and children, head right down here.
Jorma Kaukonen, did Gary Davis write all those words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, or he said, God give them to him.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see about that. Anyway, most of us, you say you live here.
I do.
Most of us associate your name with San Francisco and guitars with pickups on them.
That's true. I do that also. I'm actually from Washington, D.C. I'm an East Coast guy, and my grandfather lived in Marietta, and I went to school at Antioch College before they closed it, and so I have an Ohio history. I've been here for almost 20 years now.
And the Fur Peace Ranch, what's that about?
Well, the Fur Peace Ranch, it's called the Fur Peace Ranch because it's a fur peace from anywhere. and we have a music school down there, and we're open from April through November, and we have a lot of really wonderful artists that play, and we have, as you know, a little radio show here on WOUB, and I'm proud to be a member of the community here.
And November through April, when the weather here is not so great.
Well, you know, we're about wintry mix down here. It's not that bad.
You know, I meant to challenge people around the country. Tons of songs about rain, tons of songs. There's no songs about wintry mix.
I can't even begin to think what would rhyme with that, but I'm going to think about it for a while.
Sure, I'm a fan of Stevie Nicks. Boy, do I love... Anyway...
Wait a minute. Let me write that down.
I noticed that the Athens News recently asked its readers to name the coolest person in Athens County, and Jorma Kaukonen, you came in second.
I did? Good grief.
Joining us now is the bona fide coolest person in Athens County, Hillary Burhans, and it's great to have you with us here.
It's nice to be here, Neil.
Like Yorma Kaukonen, you're a musician, a banjo player, and I should point out, I have probably inadvertently heard you. We both spent parts of our summers in a part of Massachusetts across a different part of a small lake locals there call a pond, so I've probably heard your banjo music just coming across the water.
Maybe, yeah. I've visited my friend Peggy kind of in her place there, so.
Well, would you be play us a tune on your banjo now?
Sure.
Hillary Burhans, what was that tune?
That's a tune called Pretty Little Dog. It's a traditional tune.
I have to ask, what do you think qualifies you to win the election as the coolest person in Athens County?
I've always suspected that playing the banjo made you really cool, you know, but I didn't really... I don't know. My employees did a lot of voting, I think, because we have a restaurant here in town, sort of a Silk Road cuisine restaurant called Salam, and I noticed we won... first runner-up for best place to work, which makes me think that my employees and their friends must have been doing a lot of voting.
Stuffing the ballot box, you think. Yeah.
Yeah, since the first place was Ohio University, and they can offer a lot better benefits than I can. So,
let's see if we can get a listener on the line. 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. And our first caller is Tom, and Tom's calling us from Rochester. Rochester, New York, Tom?
Hey, Yorma, how you doing?
Never better. How are you?
Not bad. You did a show here at the Penny Arcade probably 20 years ago, and I was doing monitors, and it was just a wonderful time.
Thanks. Did I do anything I need to apologize for?
I'm sorry?
Did I do anything I need to apologize for?
Not at all.
Good.
No, you were here with Jack, actually, back then.
Jack?
You moved from Woodstock? Weren't you in Woodstock at that point?
I was.
Woodstock, New York.
I did. I moved from Woodstock to here.
And why'd you move from Woodstock, New York, to here?
Well, there are a number of reasons. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. I had a friend that owned a farm down here, and he called me in 89. And I came down and looked at this piece of property, which had nothing on it but multifloral rows and pricker bushes and stuff. But I just had a feeling it was a good idea to get it, and so I bought it for probably less than it would cost to heat the place I was renting in New York for a year. So I moved down here.
Okay, that's interesting.
Well, we miss you. Get back up here.
We'll get up there.
All right, Tom. Thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. We also have somebody here in the studio in Athens, Ohio.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Diane McVeigh. And in fact, recently I heard a show on NPR that was talking about music and math and education with children. And I know, Yorma, you have a young child now.
I do.
I'm wondering if you have some ideas of how we can get more music into the schools, because financially it's a problem.
Well, first of all, we need a government that supports that kind of stuff. I worked in Australia at a festival in November of last year, and they really support the artists down there. It's just a different climate. It's totally a different climate. We just don't have the money to do it. So, you know, I guess you need a lot of volunteers.
And a government to commit to it, given the crisis situation that we're going in, you can't do anything but believe the money's going to get tighter.
It's unfortunate it looks that way.
Yeah. Let's see if we can. Is there another caller on the line? Let's get to somebody else. Go ahead, please. Who is this?
Tim.
Tim. Hi, Tim. Where are you calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
Go ahead, Tim.
Jorma, I'm a good friend of Terry Robb's here in Portland.
Sir.
And he's a marvelous player. I understood that you guys got back together for a little while with Jefferson Airplane. Were you involved in that?
It was 20 years ago, but who's counting?
No. I mean, really recently. I remember.
No, goodness, no.
I have that album.
You know, just so you can file this away, my friend Jack and I, who we mentioned, he's a bass player. He and I have played together since 58. We've been friends and cohorts for 50 years. Grace Slick, God bless her, is doing art, and she's resolved never to play again. So this completely removes any question of us getting back together again. I don't even have to think about it, because without her, it's not the band.
Okay.
Well, I understood that she was there, but she wasn't on stage or anything.
I think you're thinking about the Starship. That's another being.
Yeah, I understand Paul Kantner's thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I love your playing. I play Sea Child whenever I can. I can almost play it.
Bless you. Come on down to the ranch. It's so easy, I'm embarrassed to show you.
Well, I know how it goes. It's GCD with a sliding C.
Don't give away the secret. Anyway, thank
you. Well, everybody should know. I should know how flaky Marty Ballin is, too. Never mind.
All right. Thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
We're talking with Jorma Kaukonen, the founding member, as you might have heard, of the Jefferson Airplanes, and the first runner-up for the coolest person in Athens County. And with the winner of that contest, Hillary Burhans, they're with us here at WOUB Radio in Athens. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I wonder, have you guys ever played together?
You know, we haven't, and we should.
We probably should.
I need to take
some
banjo lessons from you. That's what I need to do.
Well, every time I look at you playing guitar, I can't tell where you end and where the guitar stops and you end. It's so seamless that I just am blown away.
I've been doing it for a long time. Thanks.
Yes.
You want to try a tune?
Sure. Me or Hill?
Why don't we hear from you? You guys haven't rehearsed.
If we're going to play a tune sometime, we should get together.
Yeah,
not
she's really
national
right.
public
yeah.
radio.
People talk about the magic that happens.
Right.
Magic could
happen, but it probably wouldn't happen right here, right now.
Okay. Well, Jorma, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. I'd like to do a song that's on this last album I did for Red House Records, and it's a Lightning Hopkins song. I loved Lightning when I was a kid, and it's a song called Come Back Baby. Well, come back, baby. Baby, please don't go. Way I love you, child. I want the world to know. Well, come back, babe. Talk it over one more time. Well, this old world was made one day. Come back, baby. China, don't go away. Well, come back, baby. Talk it over one more. Well, come back, baby. Baby, please don't go. Way I love you, child. I want the world to know. Well, come back, baby. Talk it over one more time.
Jorma Kaukonen. I'm going to ask Hillary Burhans to play us out. I'm going to do one of those cool radio voiceover things as she plays a tune to wind up the program here.
We do have a new CD, which you can go to hotpointstringband.com to locate. A little Hangman's Reel just to take us out.
Jorma Kaukonen and Hillary Burhans, the two coolest people in Athens County, joined us here in the studios of the WOUB Radio Network in Athens. You can find links to both their websites on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Talk of the Nation today was produced by David Gura and Barry Hardiman. Our director is Glenn Uten. Our broadcast engineered by Drew Reynolds and Ohio University alumnus Kurt Stolnaker. Go Bobcats. Special thanks to Genevieve Jeffers, Tim Sharp, Fred Knight, and the entire staff of the WOUB Radio Network. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Athens, Ohio.